Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 13th of November, 1969. The title is Bap Dada's Hopes. Bap Dada's Ummide. Bap Dada says, the practice of being bodiless and then coming into a body is being made firm. Just as Bap Dada enters a body from being in the bodiless state, in the same way, all of you children have to be bodiless and then enter a body. You have to stabilize yourself in the Avyakt stage and then come into the corporeal world. Are you increasing your practice of this day by day? Whom does Bap Dada come to meet when he comes? The souls. Which souls? The souls of the whole world who are elevated. Those elevated souls have a meeting with Bap Dada. Do you have such intoxication that you are the elevated souls of the entire world? Only elevated souls attain the fortune of meeting the Almighty Authority. So Bap Dada only sees the shining stars in the center of the foreheads. What names are you stars called by? Firstly, you're the lucky stars, and you're also the stars of the eyes. What other stars are you? Have you forgotten being the stars of that task that still remains for the children? You have forgotten the task that takes effort. Remember your task. You are the stars of Bap Dada's hopes. You are Ummidon ke Sitare. The task for which you are remembered still remains. Have you accomplished the task for which Bap Dada has hope in you? Bap Dada has the hope in each of you stars that you will give Baba's introduction to many and make them worthy. Many will be created through one. Check to see if you have become like that. You have made many like that, and so a quantity is being prepared. You now have to create quality. It is easy to create quantity, but Bap Dada has the hope in the stars that you will now create quality. This task still remains. You have to create quality. You are creating quantity anyway, but even now, the service of preparing such quality souls still remains. Even one soul of quality will automatically bring a quantity of souls. Even a single one of quality can bring many. Quality can bring quantity. You now have to accomplish this task that still remains. Are you yourselves content with the quality of your service? You become happy seeing the quantity of service you do. But you have to become content in service seeing the quality of your service. How will you bring about quality? The extent to which you have divine qualities, accordingly, you will bring about souls with quality. Some children have to labor a lot in every aspect, in their effort as well as their service. Some have to labor a lot and some less. What is the reason for this? Sometimes someone feels something to be difficult, and at other times, the same person will find the same thing to be easy. Why is this? You find it to be labor because of the lack of your dharana. For some tasks, people say that it is not in that one's fortune. Here, no one will say that. Due to which particular weakness do you feel it to be labor? You have to follow Srimad, but even then, why are you not able to follow it? The reason why you find it hard work, whether in your effort or in service, is that although you have all the aspects in your intellect, you do not go into the subtle aspects. Those who have a subtle intellect do not find it hard work. However, those who have a gross intellect feel it to be a lot of hard work. You need a subtle intellect in order to follow Srimad. You have to practice going into subtlety. In other words, it can also be said that you have to do what you have heard, that is, you have to go into the subtle aspects. Just as it is only when yogurt is beaten and made smooth that butter can be made from it, so too, this is an aspect of going into the depth. Due to the lack of going into the subtle depth, mahinta, you find it to be hard work, mehnat. Instead of going into the subtle depth of something, you see it in its gross form. At the time of service, develop a subtle intellect and go into the subtle aspects of knowledge and relate that to others and take them into the depth. Then neither will they have to labor, nor will you have to labor so much. This subtle aspect is lacking. You now have to make this effort. How do you develop physical strength? When you make the food you eat very refined, it turns into strength. What is created from the refined food? Blood. You have strength when it is turned into blood. So now, do not just see the external superficial form, but try to go into the depth. As you go into the depth of every aspect, you will be able to see the jewels and you will know the value of everything. The more you know the value of knowledge and service, the more valuable a jewel you will become. Since you do not give so much value to the jewels of knowledge, you are not able to become so valuable either. Try and recognize the value of each jewel. You are the valuable jewels of Bap Dada. Are you not? What is done with valuable jewels? They have to be kept hidden away. Bap Dada keeps his valuable jewels hidden away. You have to understand that he keeps them hidden from Maya. Where does he keep them in order to hide them from Maya? The more valuable a jewel someone is, the closer he will sit on the heart throne of Bap Dada. It is when you become seated on the heart throne that you claim the throne of the kingdom. So which is the throne of the confluence age? Do you have a throne? Or are you a beggar? What throne have you received at the confluence age? The throne of Bap Dada's heart. This throne is more elevated than the thrones of the whole world. No matter how big a throne you receive at the golden age, what is that compared to this throne? Maya will not be able to do anything when you're seated on this throne. You will not have to climb onto and get off this throne. By remaining seated on this throne, you will be liberated from all bondages of Maya. Acha, Om Shanti.